Welcome to Why Do We Hang Out, episode 71. We waited for Robert to go upstairs and pee, and then like we started, and Chris had to go pee.
Yeah.
Because he was telling this epic story of how I punched a bookcase.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Which I've heard a billion times, but it always makes me happy.
Yeah.
I mean, not father-son strife. But
no, that would legitimately make sense. Like, like I can hear probably that story over and over again.
Yeah, it's a good story, right. Yeah.
This
is episode 2 of our insight into John Carpenter's classic
masterpiece,
Escape from LA.
Yeah.
I know you were thinking The Thing, even though we already did episode 1. Mm-hmm. And The Thing is great, and it'll probably happen sometime.
It will,
because watching Chris watch The Thing is pretty great.
Yeah, it's gonna be almost like as good as
like at the beginning when the monkey fucking chews that hand.
Oh,
and then thing happens.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
AIDS, bitch.
AIDS. I don't think AIDS don't turns think, people into giant claymation monsters.
I don't.
On top of it.
made you laugh though.
Yeah, it did.
All right.
Asshole.
Correct.
So we watched John Carpenter's Escape from L.A.
Yeah.
Which is probably one of the greatest movies ever.
Really is.
It, as terrible as the CGI is, it's still pretty amazing.
That's when blue screen was around. It was before they discovered the green screen.
There is a difference.
Because apparently blue was a color they didn't think happened until they were like, oh, lime green? That's in every... Oh, no, it's not. and then we watched the trailer at the end. Chris wants me to fucking like use it as the intro for this, but fuck him. I don't care. I'm not.
No more editing for you.
No. Just leave it at the end.
Yeah. We don't have any interns for that shit, so we're good.
I know by, like, when this episode comes out, it'll have already come out, but I've got a big editing project for episode 69.
For good reason. For 69. No, I think you were taking your finals by then.
I think so. Yeah.
No, we didn't record when you were doing your finals.
I thought we did.
But no, I was, like, studying for it.
Yeah, it was last month, and you were fucking way busy and shit.
Yeah.
But not anymore, bitch, because he is done.
God.
No, you just got your state test, right?
State and nationals, yep.
So what do you get from all of this? I mean, aside from a degree.
I get an actual license.
You get an actual license.
From the Washington State Department of Health.
So the job you've been doing illegally for years, you can do legally now?
Well, it's not that I've been doing it illegally. There's a loophole.
He had a fucking permit, man.
There's a loophole.
Are you going to get a raise?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, boy.
I already got a raise, but I'll probably get another.
Good for
you.
Be
like, I can go to any vet in this town now.
The real problem is the stupid minimum wage hike.
Oh, the nine something.
No, it's $11.
Is it fucking 11?
It's 11 now.
Holy shit.
Next year it's going to be what?
I don't know.
$13.50? And then
15.
And then 15.
My boss is scared. He's like, I pay my employees $15-$16 an hour now.
Well, that's the problem, is that's kind of where my wage currently lies.
Although, he pays me full-time, and all these other jobs are going to be part-time robots.
Well, the doctors are all pissed. They're like, so that means I have to pay you like 18 to 20 because of all the schooling you just went through?
Yeah. Pay me what I'm worth.
Oh, my God.
I'm just really excited to see all the prices go up and just all the people that are like, oh, this is the best idea on the planet.
Yeah. Wrong.
Yeah.
It's,
I don't think it'll raise.
Yeah, no, we'll probably
high.
Pay $5 a gallon for milk. Like,
I think it will.
Honestly, that's
I think
I
it
too.
I don't I'm not in some areas, but in other areas I think you'll see a price increase. I know I know all the theaters are going to raise their prices.
Oh no, the theaters are raising their prices again.
Oh, but they're going to go like through the roof. When they first talked about it, when I was still working at
the
theater.
If the theaters get too fucking high, nobody's going to go to the theaters
anymore. I know. So we're gonna either lose the theaters in the area or...
Watch the collapse of the movie industry. Yep.
No.
In Washington State, anyway.
Regal seems, like, just talking to you, man, Regal seems like the shittiest fucking company.
Kind of is.
And the thing is like, I love AMC, and I've had someone who worked at AMC and said it's the most awful place on the
AMC's
planet.
AMC's just the same.
Yeah.
I had a friend that worked at AMC that came to Regal.
I just knew Jacob worked at Regal.
Yeah.
He would tell us the story. We got a lot of free popcorn.
right?
Yes, fucking, we did.
In trash bags.
In trash bags.
Yeah.
Regal suit, bitch.
Uh-huh.
So gross.
Yeah. No, I expect there will be price increases in a lot more areas than people are expecting.
Yeah.
Not like grocery stores and stuff, no, but I know medical expenses are going to go up.
Oh, absolutely.
I know, yeah, medical is going to get hit because in Washington there is a good number of distributors. So the people that are supplying a lot of the medical supplies aren't making $15 an hour. So now to pay those people $15 an hour, they're going to charge up the distribution prices, which is going to go out to the hospitals and to the clinics.
And then they'll charge a buttload for it, yeah, too.
So they'll go up.
Yeah.
Thanks, Trump.
Well, it wasn't Trump.
No. But I want to blame it on him anyway. But
I feel like anything negative needs to be blamed on President Trump.
Right, I know.
Yeah.
Because fuck that guy.
And I have friends that I had friends over in Seattle when they first raised their prices. I said it didn't do well.
Yeah. Ugh.
When they first raised their minimum wage.
I'm going to wait this one out. I mean, people are going to be spending more too if they have a little bit more money.
Yeah. I mean, it could go a good way. I mean, yeah, there is that optimistic look to it.
Have a little bit more to spend into the economy.
Yeah.
So I'll see how it goes, man.
But you know what? Let's fucking enjoy the movie. The second half of that.
Way to bring it down, Jacob.
Sorry, that's just my
fucking minimum wage shit.
My usual personality.
We were just like, oh, hey, Jacob, how was school? Now that you're done, you're going to be fucking great. And you're like, well, minimum wage sucks.
Well, you guys asked me about if it's going to get a raise, so.
Yeah.
It's kind of our fault.
I blame you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's because Justin's not here and we don't have anyone to blame, so it's okay.
And Chris is like, oh, I'm going to go upstairs and pee, and I'll come back halfway through. And then, well, Chris, we're 7 minutes into this shit.
God damn it.
You ain't come back now. You're just talking with Kathy and Tabby.
Yep.
Talkie.
Motherfucker. Game on.
End it, yeah.
Game on.
Game on, bitch.
No.
No.
The ending. Best part of the whole fucking movie.
That's what I've
whole
heard.
Now, fucking
I
want to
know. I did see your post without spoils.
Yeah.
Why do you not think it is that good? Because you were like, it was okay, and I know you. And
okay,
you're
so
it was the okayest fucking
no,
Star
okay,
Wars.
Okay, so the saga movies
suck.
Are
this
on
isn't
an
part of
epic
the saga
fucking level.
Okay,
epic. If they made 3 movies with the developing the characters like they did in the sagas, it would be great.
This is a one off.
No,
but that's the thing. It was good because it's a Star Wars solo story.
Well, see, that's why I think it is better than those, because in all honesty, after seeing all of the Star Wars movies, the only moving part of 7 films was Han dying. Of 7 movies. The only thing. When everybody, knowing they're gonna die, dies. The way they die, you're like, that'll do, pig.
That'll do.
Yeah. And every single one of them.
Yeah.
All of the major players.
No, I'm not degrading
like,
how great.
You mean mass Ewok genocide didn't make you tear up?
Have you not seen how cold I am? Like, that did nothing to. Like, when you see the one and he's all like Kevin Smith said it best. You watch Return of the Jedi and there's that one Ewok and the one's like, oh.
Pushing his
and,
friend.
Yeah,
and you're
pushing
like
him and he's like, that's sad. But when you watch a goddamn robot in this movie die that you've known for 90 minutes and he dies and you're
like five
no,
great
dude, everyone
lines.
Dies in this movie. Everyone dies.
I understand.
Yeah.
I have seen.
The winner is the Empire.
Yeah, because he dies.
Wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
They but all die.
On the everything else, shut the fuck up. Because I need to see this movie.
You need to. Yeah. I personally, of all the Star Wars movies, it is easily the best. 100%. Because
even better than Empire Strikes Back?
Easily better than Empire.
I have to do,
because
disagree with you.
The. Especially
Chris is
because
the only person that hates like every fucking
no,
Star Wars movie.
I enjoy it. Empire is a great film, but But I'm also not that, you know, nihilistic that it's got to be all dark and broody. I love Return of the Jedi, purely because you see the Emperor more, and I really just love his fully functional Death Star. Yeah. Like, in terms of characters, I really enjoy that movie.
Operation Death Star.
It's so great. And he's just like, the fully functional
Death Star. And it's got fucking,
Star.
You know, Slave Leia.
Yeah, he's just like, magic fingers. Something about Rancor. That makes me happy. Yeah, there's a Rancor in it. There's... You watch Leia straight choke a bitch out. A giant fucking space booger gets murdered. Like, take it like a whore. And you're like, Leia, are you all right? He made me do things. Like, violence. That movie is darker when you look it through the lens of, like, Empire's, like, dark and the Empire wins. But fucking Return of the Jedi, bitches get eaten by a giant fucking sand penis. Fucking an entire moon of Endor, which, why not just put it on Endor? Putting it on the moon seemed really whatever. Like, what about the people of Endor? Why didn't they go, hey, the Empire's doing some shit on our moon, but we'll leave that whole... Kale even pointed out, he's like, why didn't they just go to Endor? Like, why would you need it on the moon? And I go, I don't know. I'm not a bad storyteller. I don't know why they fucked up.
I'm not George Lucas.
Yeah, George Lucas in bad plot development. When you see the new three, you could already, from there, you've already seen the red flags and signs of how shitty that whole trilogy was going to be.
Yeah.
But all in all, Rogue One is easily the best Star Wars movie. Mm-hmm. In like the 2 hours, I felt more for each of those characters than I ever did for anyone else until Han dies. And that was because I have seen the original trilogy 100 times.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody has.
Like, and you're like, not him of all people. You don't do that. But like in Rogue One, you're just like... And you know it's coming. It's like...
Yeah, you see him get on that bridge and you're like...
The dread is 100% aware.
This is happening.
Yeah, you know from the... Like, a Star Wars story...
You see that oncoming car crash and you're like, I want to stop it, but I can't.
You can't. Game over. It's already... You're like, there is no insert quarter to start play again.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
none.
Yeah.
And that's what made that movie even better. They had to sell you on that whole cast and go... Feel bad when they die, because normally you're like, it's 90 minutes, I don't... Because
if George R. R. Martin taught us anything, it's kill off main characters.
Yep, kill off main characters, and you go, money!
It happened with Optimus Prime. Cash.
But it took, what, all the years of Transformers, then you kill Optimus Prime, the animated movie, and you're like...
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, I mean, Michael Bay.
We're gonna do
you
that.
Made, when we were seeing that in the theater, you made that scene 10 times more depressing because of how sad... You were sitting next to you. I'm like, my friend is hurting.
I was and hurt I, because it's I like, know he's like, I'm Optimus Prime. Michael Bay is killing.
And they're fighting in the woods.
Yeah, and he's like,
John Sam.
And then he's like, Michael Bay sucks.
Yeah. Chris is like next to me, like the closest I'd ever seen him cry to that point. And I'm like, oh no. This is bad. I'm sadder in this scene because of how sad
it's
Chris is.
Yeah, it is.
There are certain things in life.
It's like my father robot. Like,
yeah, no, 100%.
It really is.
Yeah, no, and there's something about like
he's got that fatherly duty.
We grew up with like and like my parents were good. You know, like my mom's my mom, my dad. They're not like they weren't neglectful people.
Yeah.
But it's me. I've developed an emotional attachment towards fictional characters way more than actual people in my life.
Fictional characters.
Yeah, fictional, because there is a universe where Prime lives.
Fuck yeah, there is. So fuck
there's also
shit.
A universe where Prime died, so that's its own terrible and dark land.
Don't think about that.
And I don't want to go there. But I'm just saying, like, realistically, they've made vastly more of an impact. Like, when they die, I'll be, like, sad, you know, like, as best as I can be.
Yeah.
But, like, Dinobot in Transformers Beast Wars, quotes Macbeth, I weep. The first time I ever cried in an animated setting, I remember watching that episode before I had to go to school. I was in the middle of a shower and Dad hated it because like where the bathroom was, the TV was like line of sight. So I leave the curtain like open and take a shower. It does sound like something I gotta do, right? And I'm taking my shower and he's already off at work and he'd hate because the door would be open so the water would get everywhere. And I was in fifth grade, so zero fucks given.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about my kids now because Jack's like, water?
Everywhere. Yeah, you're like, I hate you, and they're like, whatever, you're gonna clean it.
Like, I'm glad we put like one sheet of laminate down in the bathroom when we made it, because
And that was the issue. He hated
the
that.
Tub be falling there, through the floor,
like,
otherwise.
Cleaning up in the shower, the episode's happening, and I have it cranked so I can hear it. Yeah. You know, and then like Dinobot saving humanity, and he's not transmetal, so he can't do anything, and he's fighting all the bad guys, and the Predacons were like, "We're evil," and he's like, "I sort of was, but now I'm not, and I'm saving humanity," whilst quoting Macbeth. And then he dies. And when he dies, like, I'm in mid-shower, and I'm just crying.
You called yourself out of school
there.
That day.
Like, no, no, it was. I'm just standing there. Shower, it's water, 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 water. And I'm just like.
The shower hides my tears.
No, and I'm like. And I'm like, you can't just kill him. Like, it's Dinobot. Like, he was the broody guy.
Yeah.
And he goes out, and you're just like.
Thank you.
That guy. And then I had to go to school, and I just remember that whole day and be like, it's all a lie. There's no Santa. There's no nothing. Tooth Fairy's a whore.
Your teacher like, calls your dad like, I'm really worried about that.
Like, it's like, this is all bullshit. I'm having an existential crisis in fifth grade. All I'm saying is that I really relate to fictional characters when they die.
Fair enough.
And I'm not good at other people when they're alive. It's weird. Yeah. I don't get it, and I find it strange that people get sad.
The first time I ever saw you cry, we were watching the Green Lantern animated movie. At my apartment,
really
like you're like, I've got to drill. You guys came over after work, and we watched that shit. And they did
Green Lantern First Flight, the one that was set up like Training Day.
Yeah, it was way good.
It's really good, actually.
Okay. Have you not seen it?
You have not seen it, First Flight? It's straight Training Day, dude.
I think
it's like,
I have it.
It's like a PG version
I have
of Training
it,
Day.
But I think
you
I
watch could... a bitch get high. Like Sinestro forces this bitch to get high to release information. He's basically like sitting there tying her off, going. You fucking tell me as he's getting her high is essentially
shit.
What's happening.
And
it's fucked up. It's
they
really
do
good.
The oath at the end, and Chris rolls a tear, and Angela loses her shit. Like, rightfully so, because she's like, you didn't cry at the birth of our child.
I was proudest moment of my entire life was holding that boy.
But
greatest thing
you're
going to
cry at this fucking cartoon, and she was mad at Chris.
Didn't ruin the moment for me, though.
Kathy and I are fucking...
I'm like, I don't get it.
Yeah. Kathy and I are rolling as Chris is just getting chewed out.
I don't get people. It's not my fault. No. They're weird and have feelings about things.
Like, I kind of miss that apartment.
Man, I was reading Green Lantern recently, and, like, how Jordan, like, dies. Comic book dies, right? Fighting Sinestro. Sinestro's like, I'm Sinestro. Look at me in my cool parallax armor. I have harnessed the evil of fear. Woogie boogie, nigger! You know,
I
normal
love
stuff.
Parallax so hard.
It's like, so, oh but God. He looks metal as shit. Yeah, so he's like, I'm bad. And he's doing his beautiful villain monologue.
Yeah.
And how Jordan at this time has.
And a motherfucker never gets caught monologuing, like, gets caught off guard monologuing.
Yeah, he does.
He monologues like
he monologues
all the time.
But as he's winning, he goes. He'll sit there and monologue, and he goes, and your plan is falling apart. It's like reverse Doctor Who.
Yeah.
When the Doctor is like doing his thing and everything's falling into place, he's doing that as your empire is falling. Like he's fighting Mongol for his place. He goes, do you think I would have those rings not have a failsafe against me?
Fuck
and he'd be like,
which
Sinestro
was, like,
001.
Best comics ever.
And it throws railroad spikes of hard light through Mongol and kills him.
Damn.
And he's like, who do you think I am? And you're like, fucking Sinestro, who the fuck you are?
What's the name, bitch?
Say my name as you die. He's like,
Sinestro. I'm the one who knocks.
Yeah, he is.
And it's fucking Mongol.
Yeah,
like
this dude controlled War World. And Sinestro's like, that's cute. I made ranks. It was a city I made into a War World. Then stole War World and had ranks absorb it. Boom. Like, as this is all happening, he goes, you don't think I planned for this? And you're like, damn.
I'm the Bobby Fischer of bad guys.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, no, straight up. And so I'm reading it, and he's doing that kind of a monologue. And Hal Jordan at this time didn't have a ring. He'd had the gauntlet. So he's like, I'm Hal Jordan. I got my Green Lantern gauntlet. And it gives me like 1,000% raw willpower. It's raw. So he has to constantly be in control, like Spock-level control, just to make a simple construct and use it without it killing him and everyone around him. Like, this thing is an unhinged powerhouse of metal.
Yeah.
And then it ends up turning him into a construct. He absorbs so much hard light energy that he becomes a construct. So he now has to will himself to look like himself.
Whoa.
Like, that's the level of power that he's
this is,
like.
This is the new Rebirth
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, so this is his whole thing. So Sinestro is like, he's all, I'm Sinestro, blah, blah, blah. And then he powers up and does his final form. He goes, this isn't even my final form. And then becomes Parallax Sinestro. And how Jordan goes, I got one of those too. And you're like, is he going to do the thing?
He's going to Super Saiyan.
And he does. And he Hal Jordan Super Saiyans. And he goes, boom. And Sinestro's like, but I'm the guy who does the thing. Riders, I do the thing. He doesn't do that. I do the thing. And Hal Jordan just starts pounding him. And then you see him like starting to dissolve.
I said, time out.
Every blow. And as Hal's
I can't breathe.
And every blow, though, is very much like the doctor, though. When it's like the good man goes to war. When you get to that part, you will weep. Right. But he's every blow, he's falling apart because he's losing concentration. And then after this last blow, Sinestro's like, this isn't the plan. Hal is the distraction. The real plan is going on with his daughter and everyone else, and they're saving all these people. And he reverse Sinestro. Oh. And then Hal just goes, major look. And he dies. See? And you're just like, I know it's a comic book, and I know you're going to come back.
Oh my God.
Well, I got the vapors.
He's got it. Yeah, he will come back. Like,
yeah, well, because I have all the issues. And
comic books are constant second act.
Yeah.
Because the first act is introducing.
But he went out in such a way where I was just like, these are pictures with a guy who has a flashlight on his finger. And he goes, pew, 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 pew. Literally.
You make me weep. Yeah.
But then they're like, insert famous person died or the world's going to end. And I'm like, I'm going to go make a sandwich. I'm just not good at it.
Yeah.
Should we go back to?
We can. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
We only got like 53 minutes ish.
Yeah, we're 13 minutes in.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. In case you missed it,
48 minutes in,
you can make it. You can make it like a not episode.
No, I'm not
the bridge cast.
No, it's just gonna be fucking
two universes
straight leading into the second part of John Carpenter's classic.
What's Jedi Alliance?
It's a mobile tabletop game.
I thought it was a mobile game.
Is it a mobile game?
Just checking.
Wow, that was.
Why?
Because a person I'm talking to, they were like, I'm at Jedi Alliance right now, and it's the best thing ever.
I think it's the tabletop game, then. Okay. The one that fucking Fetus plays on the Titus podcast.
No, he plays X-Wing.
Okay, then that's the mobile game. Robert's right.
Okay. Curious.
Okay.
Just curious.
Well, we're watching.
You're from the nerd moment where you want to look too, right? Yeah, and you're just like, no, I can't let it happen.
You got your fucking phone.
No, that's what we're trying to not do.
We're
trying to go with the podcast. And I was like, and my phone kept vibrating from it, and I'm just being talked to about a thing. And I'm like,
oh, okay.
Fucking thing.
Well, we're watching John Carpenter's classic.
Masterpiece.
You will all weep at the end. I will, because I'm emotionally detached.
Escape from L.A. This is the second part, so if you haven't listened to the first part, go back to episode 70.
Because that's where it all starts.
In 1996, but continues into 2013.
This is
2016.
48 minutes and 31 seconds in. Justin's still not here because
his car can't make it through the snow,
and he has to have dinner with his girlfriend who brought the dinner
to be
2 a.m.
Yeah, like the girl made him dinner, and then is driving from Deer Park to his house.
She could bring him here, and then we could
like,
meet
to
Jessica.
Be fair, she's a better girlfriend than we are friends, because none of us would like, I couldn't fucking pick you up, bitch.
I would make a sandwich.
Actually,
and then
Jarrell
take a
offered.
Picture
I believe
of
I offered
eating
to
sandwich.
Pick him up earlier.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, if he was out in Deer Park. See? There you go. Yeah. See? Right there. She's a better girlfriend, and she's known it because she's known him less.
Yeah.
She doesn't know it yet.
She doesn't know it.
So. Oh, and I've been there so
and
much.
And Justin with girlfriend is not Justin with us. At all.
To be
Does
fair.
He change? Is he a fucking gremlin? Like, he has water and he just, like, morphs into this other
100%.
Person?
Yeah, no. Justin even with girlfriend and Justin with us are two different people.
He's probably sweeter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so fucking weird.
Like 100%.
Sacred sweet.
Yeah.
Where's the nearest portal? Because, like, I feel like that would, like, make a, like, a wormhole or
you guys
shit.
Just want to, like, quit this one and just go to Justin's house?
And just hang out at Justin's house and record it? What are you guys doing? What did I hang out with you, girl?
We brought Escape from L.A.
Yep.
We couldn't bring the Justin to the mountain, so we brought the mountain to the Justin.
Bring Muhammad to the mountain.
All right, we're 48 minutes and 31 seconds in. Steve Buscemi's rolling up in that sweet red car.
3, 2, 1, and go. Steve
Buscemi. We can't stop here. This is fucking backcountry.
Right? I love that. Like, he just hops in the car. I met you 30 seconds ago.
Yeah.
You're making it go 1.5 times faster. So he's Steve Buscemi. We have to talk really, really quickly. Oh, now they're talking at regular speed.
How did I do that? Oh, with the fucking because
you hit the button.
Shit,
yeah. Steve Buscemi's eyes.
You take the wrong street, you're dead, pal. But go ahead and get into my car the minute you get here.
To be fair, he has not taken that gun off of him.
Yeah.
I love it. To Cuervo Jones' place. Right there. 5 minutes. We are not... Hit the time. I want to see how long that took. That was real drive time. Darts.
Quentin Tarantino.
Less
than a minute. Minute drive time, let's say 5 minute walk. He could have been there without the darts in the chest.
You still want the time?
With a fun gun.
A fun gun.
You feel it? So what's it going to be?
I like the random black and white.
Yeah, no. Because that 50 million can't cover everything.
Yeah. I love how they go to put the gun. No, you're not. Yeah. I kind of like that.
I disobeyed the rules, bitch.
I love that.
I don't know. This is Escape from L.A. Land. There are no rules.
There's only Snake.
A finder's fee after you take over. Maybe
Wisconsin. Why would you want that? I love the obligatory smart guy with glasses. And
it's like Edward Nygma.
Didn't Ben Affleck and Ben Affleck and Matt Damon get Wisconsin, get banished to Wisconsin?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, yeah, they do. Why the fuck would you want it?
Nail polish?
The sword of Damocles. Well, because that's what they call the weapon system. Again, this whole computer system. Yeah, the aptly named. Why would you call it that?
It's like a MacBook taking down the fucking...
A mega neutron bomb. That's not... Okay, I'm going to get 100% real. That's not how it would work. A neutron bomb is not in any way like an EMP. The neutron bomb would kill you, not
the
electronics.
I like how there's still states on that map.
Well, yeah.
Not the rest of the fucking world.
It's fucking
USA.
History, bro.
Oh, gets the states? Because we matter, bro. Like, that's real.
Wait, the rest of the world is just the country outline.
Yeah. I don't get, like, so it's like each city and each state has their own, like, location. So you could say, like, that is amazing CGI in it.
Mm-hmm.
To an entire country.
For the time. Mini what about all the states in Spain there? Also, you know who Snake Plissken is, like, wire rope.
Yeah.
You,
to be fair, that is an ingenious weapon. Like, the Sword of Damocles, again, though. Worst name ever. If you fuck, it's like, let's name all of these things after a thing that means the person involved is fucked. That person being us. God.
The wielder of the sword.
And let's be real. Why did his daughter have the shit on the plane? He knew his daughter was in a rough spot after the sister committed suicide. Yet he's like, you know what? I'm just gonna let my daughter have all these things and not keep it with me.
That's like, hey, let's give Melania the atomic football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, why would you do that? Like. Let's be real. God. I'm just saying. That just seems... It's as a president, he's doing a shit-ass job. It's all I'm saying.
He is President Trump, dude.
Yeah.
Maybe homeboy's got a reason to fucking...
And he even has a stank face, too.
Yeah, no.
Stank face.
I love that
I
there's
love
no...
They make him walk.
Yeah. He's just a dick move. Like, that right there is very much a cardiocentric... You know, future dictator.
And imagine, like, maybe the people behind there that's running the generator, like, all that fuel.
Yeah, all that,
like...
fuel is being used to run this and him on a treadmill.
Yeah.
Oh, they got those treadmills that, like, run on the power that you produce by walking.
Oh, yeah, maybe, yeah.
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 They got these weird ones out of the Valley YMCA.
Yeah.
That's all, like, banana-shaped. It's hard to run on.
Yeah, those are cool, though.
Have you run on
those? Yeah, no, like... Afterwards, my feet feel so weird.
You fucking... It hurts.
Not for me.
Oh.
He just is like... It's so... I love all the background people. They're just like, why am I here?
There's a camera? Like,
what are we doing?
Is that a baby?
Yes, like, that is a baby.
Is it during the
Look,
targeting
we're
code?
On camera.
Why is there a baby in Los Angeles?
Oh, I think he takes out the whole Eastern Seaboard. Oh, Lynchburg for Germany.
Pedro got her pregnant.
Lynchburg in Germany?
Oh, no. They moved the White House to his hometown. I forgot about that.
Yeah, because he's the forever president.
Yeah, he's forever president. That's a superpower that regular presidents don't get.
That's like George Bush moving his ranch. Or Trump moving it to the tower.
And still
which
painting.
He really wanted to do.
Yeah.
Well, aren't we fucking funning the First Lady living at Trump Tower? Because
yeah. She doesn't want to
fucking live in the mansion that the people provide for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fucking cunt.
We're spending like
but everybody
a trillion
wants
dollars a year.
I keep reading shit about
okay,
everybody's
I'll
bitching.
Be real. If shit goes that way and then we get a dude like fucking Cuervo Jones, whose side are we on?
Cuervo Jones.
Cuervo Jones?
Cuervo Jones.
You'd have to, right? Like, he's not a bad guy.
But see,
his
think
argument is 100% right.
You guys
he's not in the wrong.
Forever president, that's not right.
No, but I'm saying, like, Cuervo Jones in this movie is not the bad guy.
No.
He does bad things that were with murder.
Yeah,
but you could also argue the president does exactly the same thing.
His tactics aren't
with
the
a dash
best.
More, yeah.
Or the most ethical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the president's is more like, he's like, I don't kill them. I put them all on an island to kill each other and themselves. Like, which arguably is way fucked up.
Yeah.
This podcast is going to be Exhibit A in our mock trial.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, you guys said you would. Yes, we would join Cuervo Jones of Escape from L.A. to fuck you up.
But to be fair, Your Honor, this guy would join the ape over Rose.
Yeah. So if anyone's really on trial, it's Jarrell's faith in humanity, not us. Like, that is not on trial. I feel that needs to be on trial. This is a kangaroo court, Your Honor. Or should I say an ape court? I love that it's just one section. Like, section G24, you all get pizzas. Yes! Always section G24.
G23, and they just shoot the announcer.
That's
you
all
right?
I felt like I was going to
quite
die
the cough.
I felt like I have died.
I don't think I've ever heard you cough like
there
that.
There are people just battling outside of the cage. Well, yeah. We don't even fucking care!
It's a knockoff Mad this, Max Fury or
not even. No, this is why all other people hate white people, because given the opportunity, this is exactly what you would do
apocalypse.
To. You would straight descend. You look at any other group of people, and they're like tribal based, they got like food and stuffs, but then you give white people some crazy shit, and they go, Mad Max, 100% Mad Max. You don't. The power just went off. Avista's just changing your thing. Doesn't matter. Mad Max rules.
Have you seen those cars? They're wicked ripped, bro.
They just start shoving spikes on their car. It's solar powered now.
You just missed your...
The circling firing
it's
squad.
It's the circular firing squad.
They are such amazing shots. No one else gets hit. God.
This is the
I ain't
part...
I'm mad. I
remember
like, if I got
this movie
like that?
Every time. The submarine going in and this part. Where he barely gets the basketball in every time, and they're like, well, we should shoot him anyways because nobody's made it through.
Ever. Yeah.
Because white men can't jump.
I love they're like,
let's get the blood off the floor.
We gotta make it fair. No blood on the floor. God. Some days. This movie. See, that's just excessive. So excessive. I'm gonna fucking cut your head off, queer. Like, why? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, America.
So much more
all
blood.
Over my face.
Where'd they get such a nice curtain for Jose Cuervo's?
Probably the Ming's State. Chinese Theater.
Oh, okay.
I mean.
Yeah, he's not wrong. I was trying to make a joke out of him.
I'm being real. Probably the Chinese Theater. It seems legit.
Grauman's Chinese Theater.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right.
Or
racist.
Or Emperor Ming. No, because Cuervo Jones runs this side of L.A., but on the other side, it's Ming the Merciless. Flash Gordon is always happening. Like, it's the positive version of this on the other side of the island of L.A. It's like just a positive dystopia, and he's just the leader. I am Ming the Merciless,
with
my Korean dragon as my dark lords.
Or the dude from...
Dude, that'd be metal as fuck. I'd watch the shit out of a post-apocalyptic human-esque version of Flash Gordon.
Flash Gordon!
I would watch that. I'd watch the shit out of that. Just make Mad Max and just call it Flash Gordon and just do blonde
Look,
hair.
You may have survived Cleveland.
And you may have escaped from New York. That is a lame motto. I love that.
Language.
Again, I want to fucking know what happens in Cleveland. Like, it's just
Cuervo knows.
Yeah, even Cuervo knows.
You think we can convince Kathy, because she has the best handwriting of all of us, to write a letter as dictated
or internet
to no
Twitter?
This needs to be a handwritten letter, like the little girl in A Year Without Santa
oh,
Claus.
Oh yeah, game time.
Yeah, let's write Kurt Russell and be like, "What happened to Cleveland, Kurt Russell?"
Yeah, I'm gonna get on the Twitter. right now, and I'm going to ask Kurt Russell what happens in Cleveland.
Hey, hey, Kurt Russell, what happened in Cleveland? He's going to be like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
Look up Kurt Russell right now.
Are you talking about a movie I made 25 years ago?
Yep. Kurt Russell. And he's got to have a Twitter. That's not Kurt Russell. That's not, it looks like, oh, a guy's named Fake Kurt Russell. That's not the Kurt Russell I need. Internet.
Yeah. Although, hit Fake Kurt Russell up, too. Like,
hey, hey, Fake Kurt Russell, what happened in Fake Cleveland?
From Fake Escape from LA. Or Real Escape from LA.
Russell Twitter. Thank you,
I can't remember what the game, he's got 10 seconds for each shot.
Oh, yeah. His name? Real Kurt Russell.
Where's that Kevin Smith?
Right. Real.
Everybody's
he's
real.
He's got
like,
10 seconds to make it in both.
But that's like, amazing. How many times he got to do it? I can't remember.
I'm going to follow him for a podcast, and then I'll ask him, hey, sir, we want to.
Hey, sir. Dear sir. You're fucking
dearest
civilized.
Sir.
Best regards. Why do we?
Dearest sir.
What happened?
Those were some pretty nice hoops for Apocalypse.
Right?
I don't know. Those are those tall hoops that you can't ever fucking make the basket in.
Yeah.
What? So it was Escape from New York, Escape from LA. Would it still be called Escape from Cleveland?
Well, what?
Oh, we don't know what happened in Cleveland.
What happened in Cleveland? Yeah. There's so many references to Cleveland. We have no
Cleveland
idea what
show.
Happened.
Cleveland. We want to know.
I was going to half court it. I can't remember.
Best.
Yeah.
Best,
full
yeah.
court.
Best regards.
Why
your biggest
two
fan
doesn't get the shot off even in
slow-mo. One fucking handed bitch
Pliskin for life. That's gonna be hashtagged.
And then just throw the N-word in there.
Wow, oh, that just escalated quickly. Hashtag Pliskin for life.
I love this. Like, tweet. Shit, what are we supposed to do?
I really hope that he like sees it and
comments on it.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm making Escape from Cleveland. The prequel to LA, sequel to New York.
Dude, I would pay all my money. I look,
well,
it's I look,
still,
it would... How great if he did the Are You Not Entertained Gladiator style. Are you not entertained?
Before Gladiator.
Yeah.
Gladiator ripped off Escape from LA.
I do. I love it. I ain't letting you out. You know the best part of Escape from New York? Like the King of New York? A number one, Isaac Hayes. I'm the Duke of New York. You dead. Like the white president straight murders him. But to be fair, he like abused him and shit. Good to be you. Good to be you.
Stupid bitch.
My only weakness. Women blocking my gun.
That's a rather nice Guns N' Roses.
And
jacket.
See, like, no one is shooting at him except for the Jose Cuervo.
I just got his name.
Cuervo Jones.
Jose Cuervo. Yeah. Just got that. After,
after like the 20, third or fourth 20 time
years.
Of calling him Jose
20
Cuervo.
Years of knowing this movie. We're going to Anaheim to see the Mighty Ducks 4.
Quack.
And
quack.
It's all the kids. Quack,
quack.
For me!
Quack!
Look at him, what a wee boy!
I don't want to stick in a puck.
Really irritated.
Well, yeah. The line was, I'm
you
starting
ever
to
drink
get irritated.
Jose Cuervo? No.
Yes. There's a reason I don't.
Yeah. I had tequila once.
Once.
One time.
Or something.
But I believe we've told the story about my 21st birthday.
Yeah, no, there. I've had it one time.
Yeah, we know.
We went over that.
That was good.
Yeah.
You know what would really be
for
fucked
us,
up
for not you.
To do this to a car? Also, he's assuming there's gas in the tank.
Right?
You know, like, what if it was empty and it just kind of went...
That's the thing about all these post-apocalyptic...
The assumption is always that gas is available.
Gas expires.
Yeah.
Gas gets old. Cracking towers don't still work in Mad Max world, but apparently everybody's fucking car does.
Well, yeah, because you walked away. You just
walk away.
See, post-apocalyptic Mad Max land would last for, what, 10 years tops?
Not even. Gas goes
maybe
bad
five,
in like a year,
right?
Dude. Not...
You get, but I'm saying, like, in terms of, like, reserves and stuff, if you're lucky and you figure out a way to use it and you can refine some with some old oil derricks.
In the 1970s, there were gas lines because OPEC got shitty. We'd be out of gas.
Why would
fast.
You name your kid Utopia? Again, same guy who named it the Sword of Damocles Satellite Network. Idiot.
Or put a map on your kid's back.
I want to see Carrie Fisher come out like the Blues
this
Brothers.
This is true. Too. Yeah. I want to go back with you. maybe the decision I made was pretty shitty. Maybe the decision you made was pretty shitty.
You know, actually, I would actually buy a bottle of Jose Cuervo if it had her symbol on her back jacket.
Oh, Cuervo Jones' symbol of it? Yeah. This ain't Jose Cuervo. This is Cuervo Jones. He's the king of L.A. East L.A., let's be real. Who's got West L.A.? Well, Ming the Merciless. Chinatown, bitch.
I can't hear the phrase East L.A. without thinking of Cheech Marin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Escape from East L.A.
Yeah.
No, born in East L.A., not escape.
I love it. If I take you back, I'm dead. If I don't take you back, I'm dead. If an earthquake happens, Steve Buscemi wobbles a lot.
And he keeps trying to fucking kill me.
What fucking is, Steve Buscemi!
What is in it for Steve Buscemi?
Nothing.
Nothing.
He would do better to just team with Snake, statistically. Why is it always that? Like the rat bastard guy of the bad guy team who is treated so poorly and would do definitely better
Steve
with
Steve
Buscemi, good
guy. The guy who literally played a rat in Charlotte's Web.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's right.
Yeah.
Huh?
Wow. He even sings. I mean, he's got to be able to sing with the look on his face at all times.
Yeah.
The smorgasbord.
And his girlfriend is gorgeous, or his wife.
That's because he's probably a genuinely fantastic human being, and we're just shallow, shitty people.
We are shallow. No, dude, the guy's great.
He is. He's a retired firefighter.
Yeah. And he's like fought crime, and he's an actor.
Yeah.
Went in on 9/11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, dude is straight more badass than we'll ever be.
Yeah.
Like, screw fucking.
But everybody in our shallow, callous culture wants to call him shitty because
he's dead. Are you? He's totally dead? Well, I shot him. I like this. Right, tell him. I love this. Yeah. Uh-huh. Whatever,
he's
bitch.
Way dead. Yeah.
I hit him right in the artery.
Here you go, he's boss.
God.
Sword.
Whee!
Waterworld.
Yeah.
That's a movie we need to do on the podcast.
Dude, that movie's 2.5 long
yeah.
hours. Oh, way too long.
That'd be
hours.
4 episodes.
But you know
Waterworld.
How much shit we can talk about that movie?
The entire... Watch Waterworld. There you go. Shit.
I don't think I've ever seen Waterworld.
You haven't seen Waterworld? Yeah.
It's
so
good.
So good. It's so good. It's not. It's not at all. It's fucking terrible, and it's great. It makes me wish I had gills, though. No joke.
Yeah. Like, I'm great guns have just executed poorly? Or
No. It's Mad Max and water, which makes it bad. Like, so, how like, good Mad Max is in the desert, that does not translate to water.
What if we did fucking Mad Max Thunderdome?
That's such a good one.
We could way do that one. Or we could do Super Mario Brothers. I do love that movie.
I have Super Mario Brothers.
Apparently, next month it comes out in a Blu-ray hard steel edition box.
I don't.
With new commentary. And I want to hear all of that commentary about that movie.
I was poor.
No. Well, I guess Bob Hopkins was drunk the entire time. Like, to get through that movie, they were drunk. They were like the equivalent of Mad Max, where in Mad Max, everyone was high on coke.
Who the fuck played Koopa?
Dennis Hopper.
Dennis Hopper. I'm bad with names.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is kind of a legend, but you know, whatever.
King Koopa. I love that movie so much.
I've forgotten Kurt Russell's name like 6 times watching this.
How? What is that? Tsunami, Snake. Tsunami, woo! It's not a tsunami. It's not. You would die. 100% be dead. We watched the one on the Christmas thing on the people's Twitters. There is no surfing that, sir. The L.A. Canal. God, some kind of bitchin' ride bitchin', man.
The L.A. Just River, bitchin'. The least rivery river. Yeah. It's a man-made river.
Look, you're going to learn how to surf in 13 seconds in what would be considered epic, like, level of surferdom.
I don't even like this car.
he didn't even care. He knows exactly what's going to happen to his shit. Zero
you know,
fucks.
Honestly,
that look, though, was like zero fucks. Ride, some bitch, ride.
That wave coming up kind of reminded me of Deep Blue Sea.
I just took shark sprint. Hands like a shark sprint, Snake. Be like a shark's friend.
Deep Blue Sea.
I do love this ride. I'm surfing.
What the fuck is Steve Buscemi doing?
Although, same look. What the fuck is Snake doing here? I love this. Like, him somehow accelerating will outpace rapidly moving water. None of this. You are not this good of a surfer. I just took it and rode it, bro.
Just I
just crushed
learned.
It. I rode it. I crushed that shit like a boss, bro. Look at those gnarly waves, bro. Just grinding. Yeah.
I love this movie so much.
So and keep it going. And a little bit of water. Just a spaghetti.
Just a spigot.
Yep, a spigot of water.
He's really got to hold on for that shit.
Well, yeah, but to be fair, though, like, I would just pull over and be like, look, what you did was amazing. I ain't even mad that you caught me.
I'm like, sorry for the dart to the chest.
Everything that I have done, and I'm surprised he was able to have that much lift with his leg.
I'm also sorry
after
for
being shot.
Shooting you.
That's salt water in that wound, by the way.
Hey, Jacob, how well does that go over, getting shot in the leg and then salt water? You're our resident doctor.
It would hurt like a bitch.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And then could you, do you think you could realistically surf being shot through the leg like that? And then jump offset surfboard and then jump onto a car.
And fight Steve Buscemi.
And well, yeah. Who's
the next firefighter?
It is Snake Plissken, though. I mean, he's.
Well, yeah, he has the power. I mean, yeah, the power of Snake Plissken is Snake Plissken.
Yeah, you're solid that shit.
Yeah. All you have to do is take a health pack. You go, pause. What the fuck is he doing? I paused.
Ration.
Well, hold on. Ration. What else are you doing? I need to focus. Hold on.
Cigarette.
Cigarette. What are you doing?
Did you just see him hiding out in a box?
Like, we know you're in there. Do I want the bandana or do I want stealth camo? We can still see.
You I see swear him to come out God. With a fucking bandana.
What's the bandana do? Unlimited bullets. Yeah. It's not how. Does anyone else want to tell this guy this is not how the world works?
Have you seen him reload once?
Yeah.
He's got the eye patch of unlimited bullets.
Yeah, the eye patch is unlimited bullets. Yep. That would be a great version. Like a live action version of just watching Snake sitting there through the item screen. The whole time.
You see the guard come out in the prison like,
yeah.
Where the fuck is this box coming from? Yeah.
And it just crawls and goes, well, that box moved, but boxes do move naturally in the wild.
I see
wild.
You down there.
Yeah. I mean, there's no other box in the building.
Every time
I mean,
a guard gets alerted, you hear, what?
Every box, what? Yeah. And then they hear the comms, beep, beep, beep. Hey, I think this box has a phone call. Hold on. It's like, what do you want? I'm in a box. Yeah. Well, I need to monologue for about 20 minutes. I need to save the world. You said I had 5 hours. What the shit? It's video games. This is real life, Campbell.
There's a fucking guy out there called Solid Snake.
He is looking at me right now through the hole in the box. This is serious.
He sees the whites of my eyes.
This is not a game. I just bought a tank, dude. Like, come on. Jesus.
I was on the side of a building, and there was a helicopter.
A helicopter.
And then I had to change the disc.
God. Because it was not the PlayStation 4.
There was a mind reader. I had to change the
controller. What do you mean you changed controllers?
I don't know. That's the problem.
I took a step to the right. Dude couldn't figure out what I was doing. I go to the left. Knew exactly what I was going to do.
We derailed hard.
It's still Snake. I love it. You're a dude. 100% dude. 100%
Welcome
dude.
Welcome to sexual assault. But this is Escape from LA.
Carjack Malone.
He knows that for touching his junk.
They were totally let him get away with totally
more Cleveland shit,
more
Cleveland. Dude.
I want to know what happened, and I want to know who the Texas O'Malley is. Like, how do you get a name like that?
If Kurt Russell gets back to us,
God,
we need to buy every movie. Of
I don't
his.
Give a fuck who you are. I just love that. I was away on urgent business. Now we want to know what happened to fucking Hershey, a.k.a. Carjack Malone. It's been 5 years. What happened? I want to know her story of why she left. There is a whole movie there, unseen and unmade, that needs to be... Why is that obligatory always in every movie as an Asian bad guy in this? You'll see him in like 10
it's
seconds.
The 90s.
Come on. Blue eye. I do love that she totally points out the one eye. That's great.
Didn't start out blue.
It was brown, but then it's a hereditary thing. I cut out the other eye. I had a weird albinoism. That guy right there, balding Chinese guy in the background. He's like an ever. You know what we should do?
I think he actually had a shave before he auditioned.
We should do Eddie Murphy's Golden Child.
Oh, or Trading Places.
No, because then we just watch Trading Places.
Yeah,
we would just watch Trading Places. Yeah.
That's a great movie.
But Golden Child is great because I love what Eddie Murphy goes, oh, I love how you did that with the dragon and the monster and the magic and the ha. It's just like, that is exactly how a normal person would cope. That'd be great. Now I'm all excited to see if Kurt Russell replies. I just really
like,
wanna...
are they talking about Escape from L.A.?
Yeah, he'd be like, what do you mean? Like, he's staring at it going, what do you mean what the fuck happened? What the fuck? they're talking about? Well, an escape from L.A. You'd say it like 10 times.
I haven't been to Cleveland in like 6 months.
He's like, I got redbacks. You ain't got no bluebacks. Bluebacks. Swear to God, Eddie. Bluebacks. Bigger than Cleveland. Story? What happened in Cleveland? I want to know.
The inquiring public needs to know, Kurt Russell.
I thought it made it banged off the guitar, then I heard it hit the ground. That made me sad.
Yeah, because you suck.
God. I love his making shit up along the way. That's why I left your ass in Cleveland. So obviously, he just makes shit up. They need to do an Archer episode of Escape from L.A. shot for shot.
Oh my God.
That'd with Archer as fucking Plissken and Cyril as Buscemi and Lana as Hershey. And then you could have...
It'd be Cuervo. Mom?
Mom.
Mom.
No, yeah. Mom's president. Oh, and, okay. and you have Cheryl as the president's daughter.
Oh, who's the fucking cyborg? He's Cuervo.
Cuervo's the cyborg, yeah. Oh
shit.
It's there. Barry. Barry. Barry is Cuervo.
Yes.
Oh my fuck. I would all my money.
Oh my God, that all makes so much fucking
of
sense.
My money. Just a 22-minute version of Escape from LA. Oh.
Hey, H. John Benjamin. I know you don't know us. We know you.
We know you.
Love
we
Bob's love. Burgers.
Yeah. Oh.
And Archer.
And Archer. Make this.
Home Movies was fucking great.
Yeah.
C-Lab
2021 is glorious, and so is Frisky Dingo.
You should put MC Chris in more things.
Yeah, always. MC Chris in all things.
So can you make this?
Yeah, please. Like, just Lana as fucking Hershey would be great.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Archer.
And a badass one-eyed Archer? Like... Come on, man.
Yeah.
They could do it like they do all the episodes where he comes back from whatever traumatic event into leading into the next season. That whole first episode would be that.
Did you ever see, like, there's a 5-minute scene of Archer as Bob?
Yeah, it's a whole episode.
Okay.
That's the first episode of, like, season five or six.
Yeah. It's because he has amnesia. He goes, he loses his mind and then snaps and then becomes Bob.
It's so fucking great.
I did not know that.
Yep. I've seen the entire run of the show they have on Netflix probably like 5-6 times through. Easy.
Yeah, that's the easy.
That's my nighttime go to bed show.
Oh, that's okay.
I love that show so much. I hated it too when it first came out. Absolutely.
I know.
Really?
Oh, 100%.
Justin and I spent a lot of time telling Chris how great it was.
It bugged me because they canceled Frisky Dingo
they fucking
for it.
Love Frisky and Dingo, went. And they used the same animation.
And, they went to FX and not Adult Swim, and that offended me as a fan. And then it wasn't until they had like 5 seasons of Archer, I'm like, fine, I'll give it a go. And I'm like, oh God, all over my face, neck, and chest with Archer.
Yeah.
Especially any be dangerous. I'm like, sold. Or when him and Lana and Cyril are in the jungle, and Archer's got his gun in the air, and Lana's like, what are you doing? Oh my God. Real lady goes, the predator is real, Lana. Just calls it out. And the fact that she knew, I'm like, you marry that bitch. When you're with a girl in a jungle and all you're doing is looking up, and they go, really? Without even asking you what, they know exactly what it is. You marry that bitch. That's how you know you found the one.
I know you're going to disagree with this wholeheartedly.
Probably.
But you are the Barry of this group, and Justin is the Archer.
Why do I have to be Barry?
Because Justin, dude.
Justin... Yeah, he drives us all insane, but I am not a Barry. I don't try to that Robert is Barry, if anything.
He tries to assassinate Justin. Yes.
Yeah. I would never kill Justin.
I'd probably be like more like Pam, really.
You would be Pam. You would be way Pam. All that cocaine? Nom, 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 nom.
Everyone loves me because I got cocaine.
It's like, we just like you because your sparkling personality. Really? No.
I call Krieger.
You clone of Adolf Hitler, allegedly.
Who's Krieger in this one, though? In Escape from L.A., Archer? Stace Keach?
No, it'd be Bruce Campbell.
He would play all of those characters.
He just
Krieger would be all of them.
Keep reoccurring.
He'd be reoccurring.
Cloned. Plastic surgery. Yeah.
And you makes sense. And you just use Stacey Keach's dialogue from this. No, you do her Mallory's ex-husband, the Cadillac dealer, KGB.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who would be Archer's butler?
He's dead, dude. We can't.
But
no, for the movie, straight across. Well, like, would he play anyone? I don't think he would. I think they'd just make fun of him.
Yeah.
They'd make fun of not having
Steve
a Woodhouse.
Yeah.
Steve Buscemi would be Cyril.
Okay.
Because he's that like snively and just shitty. And he would shoot Archer in the leg. Give him the chance.
There's that.
Yeah.
God, that blue screen is bad. God. It's sad to think our phones could do better
before
than this
the advent of green screen.
Yeah. Blue
screen. Those
look like bat wings.
Those paragliders are awful. Like, you think those would fly?
No. They're too small. They look like they are not stable in the slightest.
And he is.
I love this. He's just like, that's really
shitty.
That is
a slow fucking landing for a hang glider.
Look at all of this control I magically have. Wow. I'm the comic relief.
He's also dead.
Bitch.
Or at least all the ribs broken.
All of them.
Everyone. And he's got broken legs like in Batman when he drops him off the balcony and shit. Yeah.
Where's your trigger?
Where's my satellite gun?
He must have friends.
Where's the aptly named Sword of Damocles? And you know they make fun of that in Archer, too. They go, that's a really bad name. Like, I mean, it just screams the whole plot of the movie right there.
Which makes everybody look up the Sword of Damocles.
Yep. Oh, man. Why would you hug him? I get the whole purpose of what he just did, but still.
Oh, did he just got
my scrot, which
and
is
he,
impressive.
Like,
he gave
lifted
him a lift.
He just baned that motherfucker.
Yeah.
I don't think my scrot could take that kind of
trauma. I don't need one, dude.
No, that'd be painful. Like, for the fact that he's able to stay focused as long as he is to do that?
Yeah. And
ooh, awkward moment. That would be way awkward. And explosion.
Perfect timing.
I mean, the dude's name is Eddie. I've been...
Right? Like, other than Eddie Vedder, you know any other Eddie's gonna lie to you. Like, that's just legit.
We were watching Cheers last night, and there was an asshole named Eddie from New York.
Yeah.
Where I'm assuming all assholes.
I don't think I've ever met a nice Eddie.
Would you rather be an extra in a movie like this, or, like, the second in command who dies staying with the boss no matter what?
I would be an extra because I would love to watch it in person.
Like the right, like you don't want to just
command,
be a guy.
Though.
Yeah, you don't want to
like you're
a little
gonna die
line.
Fucked up.
Yeah,
like they like something that you said in the beginning of the experience will somehow be a callback when you think you're about to kill the good guy, but the good guy's best guy kills you as they're about to die in some cool way. Also
how
saying
the
a
fuck
thing.
Are all these hang gliders going down and then back up and then down?
The heat from the flames makes them rise, and he's Plissken, the guy who just learned how to surfboard. Flies over the flames, knowing they will give him ample lift.
Probably just learned how to fucking hang glide.
Yeah,
too.
Or
really
as Bane
well.
Would say, the fire rises.
The fire rises, and so does the hang glider. I mean, really, it's just physics, man. I mean, you know the laws of thermodynamics, and you can just go, whoo, I'm a
I
flying
was born
Bane.
In Gotham. Yes.
I was born in a hang glider. You were just adopted. It was a really weird experience. I mean, it gets the whole voice thing. That would be great.
Speaking of physics, you see I picked up those two Lawrence Krauss books.
Fuck yeah, I did. Yeah. That Universe from Nothing is super good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a book about literally nothing.
That could be a porn parody right there.
Did you ever find your copy?
No.
No.
It'd be sad. Beat his ass. Kick his ass, Seabass.
He spit my
choreographed
burger.
Action fight. Go, car.
And then right then, I just cut the episode.
Just ends abruptly. Boom. I love it. He's like, choreograph, fight, spin, boom. Kurt fucking Russell. I'm going to bend your arm this way. No, you're not. Yes, sir. No, you're not. Get out my fight. Fire. Round
Come
two.
Come
fight.
Me, Mick.
Right? Now the rest of the Korean trope. Way to be the Chinese people to be not punctual. Yeah.
Nice job on the Red Dawn, bitch.
Yeah, right. If you were Chinese, you would have showed up on time. Fucking Koreans. Gah.
Koreans have had their own fight the past couple years. I don't know.
Hey, noticed. They should be more punctual.
Punctual.
If they were North Koreans, they would have been there on time.
Manbae?
Oh, I'm saying.
Yeah.
Manbae, wait, North Korea. I love the slow crawl to the thing when you both could have just reached out to grab it.
Yep.
If there's any, like, supervillains in this world.
That kick, man.
Kim Jong-un.
With that
is
bad
it.
Leg?
Like, yeah.
Impressive.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
he's got mecha heal, except for the flu.
No, because at the end of the movie, he has a limp.
God, that really looks like the Batwing from Dark Knight Rises.
No, the Batwing in the Dark Knight Rises looks like this.
Wasn't it
called
the Bat?
Because
this is first.
There no, was this no... is called the glider.
Oh, yeah, and he gets
no, that's a helicopter.
Back.
Oh, is it?
Coat back.
Well, you know
that
he's
I
like...
do love that. He gets his coat back like, fuck you.
That's the helicopter from Half Past Dead.
Yeah. No, it's Nighthawk. It's the air version.
Fuck yes. Or no, it's fucking Transformer, dude.
Yeah.
Why a
blackout? It's fucking blackout.
Because in the future, the double of a thing is better than a single of a thing.
That's dumb.
Of all of the shit ass things in this movie.
That's dumb. Really?
Really.
Why eight blades?
That's on the list of things.
Yeah. I saw Chinooks flying the other day that make me happy.
Like, I love the most cliche, like, I'm the Mexican guy holding my AK, like, exactly
and
like
he
you
was
would
in
see
front
on
and everyone else getting killed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, to be fair, the henchman right there who did that.
Why did they anchor the helicopter?
No,
the
one of the henchmen tied it up. Yeah. Okay. But I'm saying that henchman deserves a raise. Like, realistically.
What? He's not going to get it because he died, like, three scenes ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What? Why would you hold any gun sideways? Why? That's amazing. That's
you wouldn't know scary. One of Kathy's biggest pet peeves that
holding guns sideways.
Sideways,
you because you don't
you get
ever
better hold, aim.
Yeah, you know, only in movies does that work.
Yeah, and also fucking burns your hand out
yeah.
the casing,
and it makes you look so hard. Yeah, got
are you
him.
Going to shooting guns for your bachelor party?
We can.
Oh, that'd be great.
I have some tannerite we can blow up too.
I know. Is it still good?
Oh yeah. We'll need a. I want to.
I got a fucking RPG in my motherfucking backpack.
You can blow up that TV if you want.
God, please.
Yeah.
I love this. I hit him. Yeah. Well, guess what he's got? Final boss power. Oh! Kaboom.
What's
a
fuck?
Really bad rocket? Everyone dies.
And he has time to put on his fucking jacket.
Except the front seat.
Well, because remember, it's flame retarded.
Yeah, the,
oh, that's
the jacket.
Right.
Not retarded. Retarded. Because that makes that fire go dumb. Fire goes, fire hot. Jacket cold, fire hot. Can't laugh, Jarrell, you'll go to hell.
Why?
I love that. But he has the purpose for telling him the jacket was flame retardant is legit.
His hairy flame retardant,
right? I love this.
I would totally see a Michael Jackson moment right there where his hair fucking gets on fire.
Right? Oh, it's Pepsi.
Yeah, dude. That, it's Pepsi. That TV's been dead for a couple years.
Even. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, because
TV's going to be dead.
The Tannerite comes in like a little capsule, and we'll actually need... I've tried to fire it with the 357 and it wouldn't explode, but with Corbin's AK-47, we shot it and it just fucking instantly just go poof and just a boom. The sound wave makes me feel so fucking.
Even with the 357? Jesus.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's a,
right? That, no, my brother's
I love this.
So great.
Head for the tree line. You're going to make me jump? It's like, bitch, get out of the helicopter.
All right, stay in the helicopter.
Yeah.
Fuck right, you.
I don't care. You will die. That would totally have to be Cheryl, though. Yeah. Like, that whole thing. So every time she gets hit, she'd go, ooh, harder. The whole time.
Why'd you stop?
Yeah.
Snake fucking Plissken.
Bye, Snake.
Cool not guys really. Don't look at explosions. Unless they're on fire and fuck, that's hot.
We're in the explosion, apparently.
Well, because physics.
Back when Hummers were cool.
Right? Like, you look at the Hummer now and you're like, the least threatening thing ever. You're like, okay, let's be real, guys. The mileage on that, you're going to need more efficient vehicles if you're going to be.
Each one with.
But
the,
yeah, you're going to be out there black flagging
the
it with your army. 10
liter fucking diesel.
Like, you're going to get a Prius or something. Like, jet black Prius. Yeah. Iron fist on the side.
It's the
like,
Templar.
Yeah. It's just not threatening, guys. Yeah.
This cold you gave me is really kicking my ass.
Yeah.
I need a day off.
Give me the goddamn shot.
God, you really put that like to his words. I was like, wait, did he actually say that? Or no, Chris does said that.
I just know a shit.
Oh, and your visor just kicked in.
Hey, Robert, if you haven't noticed, Chris has seen every movie too many times.
Yeah, yeah.
Way too many times.
I like to be amazed. That's all.
I do love this part where they all have that cliche, like, I love it. Hard-hitting case of the flu. At no point did he break out in sweats, throw up,
shit himself,
no sniffles, no nothing.
It's not the way to hero to die, man.
No, I'm just saying, you want a real hero, like, he had the flu this whole movie.
Yeah.
when we have to work and we have the flu, we're basically miserable.
Yeah, no, he got shot. He got cut.
I had the flu on Black Friday
burning,
this year.
Like,
yeah. It was awful.
I love this part.
Come and get it. Sir, what can we do?
You put let go of me in the wrong voice. You should have been let go of me.
Harder.
You didn't finish the mission.
My daughter's alive, but I'm
looks like I have to do it for you.
Melina Trump, I mean Utopia.
Durka, Muhammad Jihad.
I love the look on even Stacey. Like, I get he's a dumbass, but what the fuck?
Why does Stacey Keach have to have a ponytail?
Because it's the 90s of 2013.
I need to name this episode. It's the 90s of 2013.
Because that's exactly why. Just like they had to convince him to do that. That's the killer.
Now, see, that Stacey dot Keach actually grew smaller. Does nail polish actually, like, shrink? Because when Steve Buscemi
out, I imagine.
It looked the same to me.
It looked different.
I'm wondering how he doesn't notice that it's an overly protruding dot of fingernail polish. Like, it's a smooth surface.
That fucks up spinning the disc.
Yeah.
You know, that's fucking Mike Pence for you. Shit.
Yeah. He would too, right? Yeah. Shit.
He's the one that frightens me.
Right.
Yeah. Donald Trump's an ass clown.
For he so loved his country, he gave his only shit-ass child.
Can you not read seditious, Chris?
No, it's a shit-ass child.
Oh, okay.
Because he's Donald Trump. He has the best children.
Just Donald.
The best.
The sexiest.
The sexiest, best. I would date my children. It's fucked up.
I'd fuck them. All of them.
Fuck all of them. God, I hate
him. She had an amazing body.
God. If she wasn't mine, though.
People voted for that. Fucker,
my parents voted for that piece of shit.
For sure.
No, and they said something during the game. Like,
tonight?
Some racist shit. And I'm like, did you just fucking hear yourself? Like,
for shame.
I'm like,
I'm now way doubly proud to be a part of your wedding. Like, I'll be like, I'm up here, you're down there.
Do it.
Last time we get it.
Do it.
We don't ever win, but it gets a little bit better each time around. It's something.
Remember, Chris, you're one of the good ones.
Oh, yeah, right? God. Nothing like being the black guy. This is fucked up, though.
Yeah.
He's straight gonna, like, live television. He goes, I would murder my daughter. Think about it. Click. Like, that's the whole premise here.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Ivanka. I love you.
Right. I mean, Utopia. Utopia.
After you're dead, I'm gonna fuck your body.
The Cuban theater of aggression has remained mobile.
The cold one.
Bringing the Avon for Cuba and Mexico. Straight, he's like, you are not getting red alert 2 on us at all.
We like Canada. They're white.
Yeah.
Hey.
7-7-9 Cuba.
Woo.
The fact that you remembered that for the last podcast still blows my mind.
Yep. See, it's good to be amazed by Chris.
I'm constantly
my brain
by
is
Chris.
Full of useless shit, I assure you.
It's not useless when you like it.
I guess. It's when people ask me real life questions and I'm like, oh. Quick, ask me a thing that has no relevance to anything.
Hmm. Oh, do you like the new Green Lanterns? Jessica and
Simon Blease?
Yeah.
I mean, their comic run is really...
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to look into that. But
I like it a lot.
Since I got to save it for the wedding, I
got
to... I
got a
comic book.
You can borrow.
Thank you.
On my command, another circular firing squad.
At least this one's like a half circle.
But it doesn't count because blanks.
Yeah.
No.
Harvey Green.
He's a hologram.
I haven't seen this movie in 20 years. I can't believe I remember that.
Good on you.
I remember it because I got to remember useless shit.
Good for you.
He's not even here. He's a hologram.
Like, when you're not here, Chris, I am the king of useless shit. But I'm only like a 10% useless shit compared to you, man.
I do love that he knows because the radius is a half a mile. He's like, he is here within half a mile. Like, we're good.
He's like in Kung Pao when he throws the smoke bomb down.
Yeah,
and doesn't really
and
do it.
He shuffles away.
He's right over there.
Oh, shut down the third world. They lose, we win.
Hold
shut
on,
down
he's
America,
coming right for us.
You lose, they win. The more things change, the more they stay the same.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to disappear. 666.
Pick up sticks.
You know all she has to do? Unplug the laptop.
Oh my god, right?
I have literally saved shit-ass future 2013.
No, is her laptop the one that's fucking...
Hers is the... It signals to processing that, out but it to processes the satellite. To it. She just... Close the lid of the laptop, woman!
It's not his fucking handheld.
The handheld does it, but it needs the tracking coordinates. That's why he had the box, so he could trigger it all. But from where they're at, she can shut it off. Like, just Control-Alt-Delete.
Just pull buttons. That fucking screen off yeah, and smash something. The hard drive,
put on
dude.
Fucking Snake.
Oh my god.
Have you ever seen the Snake game where he got the snake?
Yeah, the perfect snake.
Takes, yeah.
Yeah. The name's Plissken. Ah, callback. Banner
nano. I'm going to Cleveland. Banner
nano. Wait, was that Doomsday? Banner nano.
Banner. He did it.
Everything except for that
why
light.
Why she still got a light on?
Because you
got
to shut
it's
cleavage.
Dimming. He shut down the
generator. Backup generator goes on. She fucking dies.
Yeah, irony. I still kill you, bitch.
Oh, we got a huge fucking cat generator outside.
Well, none of it works. Like, anything that has any kind of electronics is what it does. It's called Sword of Damocles of 2013. Shut the fuck up with your logic, Jarrell. I just really love the music. The music of this fucking movie just makes me so happy. I love this. Conveniently placed half pack of cigarettes.
Calms and
American
to...
spirit. Oh,
which
I
is
can...
even better because there is no smoking allowed.
Yeah, right. It's just he's just like fuck them, fuck you.
No,
fuck
but
this
for
world.
The, for him to just find them there because there
oh,
is
yeah.
no smoking.
Yeah, no smoking. What? And I do love it
in
though.
America. There's no smoking.
Yeah, there's no smoking, no red meat,
no alcohol, yeah. no women,
and no women, no atheists, no prostitutes, and
cigarette.
Yeah,
not the white one. It's
nope.
the cool black one.
Yep. I love this. And he's got the flame. 3, 2, 1. Look into the camera and cue camera.
Blue eyes, bitch.
Stare no, like you're
eye.
Aware.
Blue
of the,
eye. Yeah.
You break the fourth wall. Welcome to the human race. Fucking love this movie.
So great.
So good.
See, my parents wouldn't let me watch this shit.
You should turn it up so we can at least hear part of
but
the
But I was at
music.
Other people's houses watching this shit.
Map of the Stars Eddie. Not Eddie. Map of the Stars Eddie. Everything John Carpenter does with music is great. I just want to rave. I just need all that rave right now. It'd be great.
Get the glow sticks out.
It'd make me so happy.
It's a good thing we have no listeners, because...
we could get in mad trouble even for that.
Kind of.
Oh, my ears hurt.
I mean, we're commenting over it.
Yeah, right.
On it.
It's yeah. kind of still ours.
We so. Hope you all enjoyed cool. the glory that is Escape from L.A.
The masterpiece.
With our commentary.
Yep.
This fucking zombie...
That is
yes.
zombie.
Yes,
yeah.
my zombie. This would be off of.
Come on. Come on.
Oh, this is totally.
It's not really useless,
it's
but.
It's not Astro Creep. It's before.
It's not Astro Creep?
It's not off no, Astro Creep.
It's White Zombie.
This is White Zombie, but it's the
White,
album before Astro,
Astro
Creep.
Creep was White Zombie.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Astro
oh,
Creep
yeah,
2000
yeah,
is his last
yeah,
White
yeah.
Zombie album. Came out in 95.
That's right.
Before they broke up because everybody hated Rob.
Yeah, because he seems like a
dude. No, it's the same band, Sans the Girl. Like, the band is the same, was
Didn't
the same guy.
Didn't she
guys.
Write a whole fucking book about how much Rob Zombie sucks?
Probably, but, yeah. like, any ex in a situation is going to be that way.
Yeah.
So I saw Rob Zombie once, and Joey Jordison was playing for him, so, like, I killed two birds with one stone
oh,
on
fucking,
that one.
I fucking, yeah. I've seen yeah. Zombie twice, and I fucking loved it. I
That's,
saw
like,
him.
On my fucking bucket list.
Have
I still
seen
haven't
him?
Seen Zombie.
You haven't oh, seen Zombie? No. His stage show is fucking metal as
it's
shit.
It's fantastic. He's got props and shit. Yeah. He, like, it's everything you think of Rob Zombie.
It is exactly
show.
What you think a show would
yeah.
be.
Yeah.
In the best of ways.
I loved his new one, the Acid...
I wasn't a big fan.
No?
It was
Everybody's
okay.
fucking on UFO? Like, that's a great song.
I like songs off of it.
Yeah.
But as a whole, it's not like listening to Hellbilly Deluxe...
No,
into
not at
end
all.
Where you're just like, burn it all down,
well,
Pookie.
I mean, like,
even
starting
Deluxe 2 is way fucking good.
Yeah,
yeah.
Deluxe 2 is good. Yeah,
Even the remix, like where he read
sexy songs past, to strip by.
Past, yeah, yeah, yeah. Past everything, yeah. In future,
yeah. Yeah.
That's a great one.
I like that one a lot, yeah. That one's got a lot of good bass in it, too. There's a bunch of albums that I have for the Mustang that I'm like, I'm going to fucking just... I made some CDs with those, just with like some of the best tech and shit, and put it on, and it's... Yeah. I'll just sit in the car, look, and I'll be driving, I'm like, I'm black.
Bitch!
And that car, because it's the Mustang, so the sound system's really good, it being a convertible, so when it's just me and I don't have Kale, and I just crank it up, oh, man, it's just...
Listened to the new and tech
Turtleneck
album,
and Chains.
Dude.
Turtle neck and chains. And I'm just sitting there riding. I'm like, yeah. I'm gangster. Yep. So what do you think of the new tech album?
It's good. Listened to the deluxe one. I probably should have listened to the other one.
Yeah, with 36 fucking tracks.
Jesus.
It's like three albums worth of fucking music. Here we go.
I like that Sriracha song.
Escape from New York, main title. They still used Escape from New York as the same song because
they were on a budget. $50 million.
The one. So it's what it was the one done for the album or for the movie,
yeah.
Not off of
any this other. Was probably before they had. No, never mind. I take that back.
It was after Astro Creep because this came out. Or no,
Astro.
No, this had to be because it said performed by White Zombie. So this had to be within that Astro the one prior to Astro Creep and Astro
they
Creep
used the
gap.
Song and then afterwards they already broken up and then,
Rob
Zombie came out because Rob Zombie came out in 97?
90 album came out late 96. Hellbilly Deluxe was like late 96.
Yeah.
I had the one after that with Iron Head.
I know its name.
I used to play fucking mad.
Like Sinister Inc.
Yeah. Because I borrowed.
Play the trailer.
All right.
In a world where he escaped from Cleveland.
Yeah, and then you can make this the intro for the first episode.
Oh my God,
audio
yes.
Audio for the trailer.
Oh my God, yes. Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful.
Do it.
We're still doing the second episode.
So?
But you just cropped this out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think that.
So, like, we'll just say, you know. Welcome to the theater. Car. For everyone's enjoyment, we'd like to remind you of the following rules. No talking. No talking, bitch.
No smoking.
No smoking.
No littering.
Bitch.
No red cow disease.
Whoa, this just escalated quickly. All marriages
must be approved. Fuck.
That means no queers.
Jacob, give Chris your microphone. And deportation to the island of Los Angeles.
Da-da. Enjoy the show. Your rules really began to annoy me. Oh my God.
Snake is back.
This might be actually better than the movie.
Jacob, you don't talk about that. Your vacation. Say it.
National Lampoon. Escape from LA.
That's Lampoon. Kurt Russell. Nobody draws until this hits the ground. You ready?
John Covered Escape from LA. In the can. August.
Everywhere.
As we noticed, 2,500 screens.
I would have seen that live. Like, right? Day one, I'd have been on that shit.
I think I saw it when it came out. We got it on video.
We got it on the VHS originally, back in the day.
I had to fix it.
I didn't want to do
the thing it needed to do.
All right, Billy Madison.
I wanted to fix that. I needed to stroke it, and I needed to...
I mean, we all spent so much fucking money on this
Shut up.
My name's Drew, and I just gotta be fucking passive-aggressive as shit.
Well, he's a director.
Oh, lordy.
Yeah, you're done.
Oh, yeah, your boyfriend's not here to fucking back you up. He's like, I have the tables have turned. In this fully functional Death Star.
He wouldn't back me up anyway.
He wouldn't. He would just go...
You know Joseph.
I do stuff.
I'm Harrison Ford.
He is. He's our Harrison Ford, if he's anything.
I make my girlfriend come down from Deer Park.
Yeah, I go out and drive my own car.
But I can't drive my own. Yeah.
You know, for someone who will drive literally through hell and high water and be like, I don't like snow. Like, he, of all people, can get to A to B in, like, no time. You give the bitch a TARDIS, and he's going to be like, he'll get there faster than the doctor, but then he'll be like, is it going to be snow, though? I don't drive in the snow. It's a time machine. It lands. Not if it's snow. It will end the universe if you don't. I don't do snow. It's not what I do. I don't do snow. I'm not called a doctor. I'm called a medical assistant. Like, that's exactly what it'd be. It's like, I couldn't even deal with him like that. And he would straight mumble it too. He wouldn't have a screwdriver. He would just have like a one of those little wallet things with like all the little screw spaces and
the
stuff.
Sonic Leatherman.
Yeah, he'd be like, I got a Leatherman if that helps. It doesn't help, medical assistant. Oh. All right.
I still haven't gotten past the first season.
Yeah, he's like, yeah. And he's like, I still haven't gotten past the first season. First season of what? Of this.
Of Dr.
What Miracles. Of what? And he's like, you know, I got the blue box. You're the doctor. Medical assistant. Medical. I didn't pass the exams. I went to fucking ITT Tech. No, I went to Trump University, and in like 8 weeks, I got a degree of medical assistant.
Then I ate the steak and
I ate their steak. They gave me like steak and a degree, and well, I had bad bowel movements.
And they drove from Deer Park.
Yeah. Like, this isn't even the fucking TARDIS. This is a porta potty. I think I'm high. Who should want the steak?
Car.
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 Car.